2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Are we doing a 15-minute morning show podcast?
Yeah, 5-minute morning show, please. It's been a long day.
It's been a day.
All right, okay. I'm going to count us down, and once we're going, act as if you really want to be here. Ready?
Okay.
The 15-minute morning show podcast, all right? Put the happy face. 3, 2, 1. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Yeah!
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, even if you paid me.
Can we make it a 30-minute morning show podcast instead of 15?
Yay!
Please, yay! Mommy. Please, Daddy.
So there's Froggy in his guest bedroom. There's Danielle in her basement. There's Garrett in his kitchen drinking a shot of something. What was that? I can't hear him. What?
Garrett, you got to unmute yourself, buddy.
Okay.
He's doing it to himself.
All right. And there's Gandhi in her boyfriend's living room. And there's Scary at Master Control. There's Scotty B in the cereal library. There's David Brody in his den. And there's Straight Nate. We don't know where he is.
Hello.
Garrett, are you on yet? Okay.
Nope.
It's not working.
All right. I'm going to boot Garrett off and then he'll come back. All right.
Okay, we're booting you off.
Okay.
Welcome to another day in the fucking Zoom room.
Question before we get started. We've been getting a lot of complaints, and I know we've talked to you about it, Scary, that my mic is coming in really hot.
Yeah.
That I am overpowering everybody.
Yeah.
What do we do to fix it?
All you got to do is turn it down a smidge. If it looks
well,
like
I always turn it down a smidge.
Just so you know, it's been doing that since March.
Oh, yeah.
So this is nothing new.
Oh my gosh. Since March.
Okay. That sounds right. Better.
Am I good?
You're great. You sound great. Oh, everybody looks and sounds great. Except Brody is in standard definition and not like 16 by 9
it's
high definition.
Okay.
It's like the old TVs, the 4 by 3. You see how his screen is
kinda... when they play video on the news from the 90s, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Cool.
Brody, are you news from the 90s?
Yes, and I'd like to congratulate President Clinton on his nomination.
Well, welcome to the day. We're having just all sorts of technical issues today, including a mystery sound that we hear from time to time. If you're listening to our show today, every once in a while, we would just stop down and go, what was that? It has this sound. It sounds like this. So it's kind of like that. And it's someone in this room. Who's doing it?
I don't think so. I think it's a mystery person that is either spying on us or we have a ghost.
I'm with Danielle. It's a ghost in the machine. Because
who's in the Zoom room. There's nobody but
it's
us.
It's a physical impossibility.
Right. Yeah.
See, I even
we all
heard
throw
it
our hands up.
You heard it too, Garrett?
No, I heard it too. And I know Elvis, people are like, Elvis, it's just you. We don't hear it. No, I heard it. I heard it.
Well, the reason why a lot of us hear it is because we have these headphones on. Right. So we can hear things that most people don't hear. So there.
Wow.
All right. Well, what else? What are you drinking? Garrett, is that alcohol? Because every time you take
about like 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'll find out.
Every time you take a sip of it, you have this look on your face like you just did a shot. Did you guys notice that?
No, it's water. It's water.
He just spilled it all over his console. Way to show us the water. I love it.
Oh,
yes.
It's time for butt hurt.
Here we go.
All right. Butt hurt. My favorite time of the day.
Okay. Now
it's doing it. There's that noise again.
I heard it.
I heard it
too.
I
actually heard it that time.
Scary, you have someone in here. You have someone in here that we don't know they're here. There is someone on this line, and we're not familiar with who it is. Scary.
I'm looking. Okay, what I'm doing is I'm scanning the audio console for all the microphones that it could potentially be.
Here's the thing. They haven't made any other noises. They haven't said any words. All they've done is that. So something tells me it is done on purpose. It is being done to fuck with us.
Yeah.
I think so too.
And if we don't figure out who it is by the end of this podcast and we find out after, then they probably will be looking for a job.
We should probably end
the joke soon and reveal so we can have fun and laugh. Otherwise, someone will be losing their job.
This is like the masked singer. This is the masked microphone tapper.
they're going to go home.
One could only hope that it is a joke, Elvis. But, well, no, but if it's a joke,
we need to know who it is.
I don't see anybody coming to the table. Nobody side texted me and said, I'm going to do a big reveal later. I think this is real. This is something that's messed up.
Can I bring something to the court?
Yes, bring something to the court.
So last week, Scary asked me a very odd question, and it kind of starts to make sense now. He goes, we're on this this website to connect us all, you know, on the audio side. He goes, if I send this to someone, this link, can they use that link a next day, or does it become a new link? And I go, well, no, in theory, it's a new link, so they shouldn't be able to connect. So if by chance he has sent this link to someone else, this could be said person that we're looking for.
Yeah,
that is correct. Mm-hmm. However, and I'll screenshot this to you, the Clean Feed program, which is a side program, it's like Zoom but with just audio, it lists the people that are connected. And right now, the only people that are on there are Brody and Garrett and myself on that feed. So it can't be anyone else. Anyone that might have connected on another day, I would see their name in front of me. You can't hide yourself on there.
I just love a good conspiracy.
We've got to rule that out.
But you must agree, whoever it is, they're doing it on purpose. They know that it's driving us crazy.
Yes.
Crazy. Because no one just sits in a room all day and does this.
No. No, they're doing it on purpose.
I mean, they would
stop
and take a call, watch a show, you know, cough.
I kind of appreciate it, though, because if they do have access to us and their audio is going out over whatever we're doing, and the least that they've done is just some taps, I kind of respect them a little bit.
But no one does that. No one just sits around all day and taps. That's my point. It's being done on purpose.
I mean, I would have farted or done something by now if it was me.
Exactly. Or like yelled a horrible word into a microphone.
Speaking of farting, this dog of mine who had surgery yesterday, so he was on drugs, had a little diarrhea all night. Today, he's sitting below me and farting, and it smells like it's the most rotten, rank stench in the world.
Now, has he ever scared himself with a fart? Because my dog, Sawyer, will fart and go, what? And turn around, and he goes to his ass, and he's like, what just happened? He doesn't realize he farted, and it scares him.
I love that.
The answer is no. I've never seen him do that.
Happens frequently to my dog.
I've seen people do that.
Yeah. Oh, can I just bring one more thing up before we do Butthurt? I'm realizing today, because I'm very angry, but I'm taking out my anger on the wrong person. When you order something, and it's delivered to you, and it's wrong, it's generally not the delivery person's fault, so you still need to tip them. You know, like, I realize that today because I ordered something this morning, and it was completely incorrect. Right. The receipt even came with not what I ordered. But then I'm like, you know what? I got to give the delivery person a tip because they did what they were supposed to do. It's the store that screwed up. So,
true story.
Yes.
It's the same as if the waiter brings out an overcooked steak. It's not the waiter's fault. It's the person in the kitchen's fault.
But I think generally people will take it out on the person who brings them these things, and it's not their,
No, wait a minute, Scotty. What? If it's a delivery service like Uber Eats or DoorDash, the driver is supposed to check the order. Sam had this problem.
Yeah,
and
I think
her $75 refund because the driver grabbed the wrong bag in the restaurant.
Yeah, that's happened to me before, too. They grabbed the wrong bag in the restaurant.
I don't think this wasn't the case with you, Scott.
Yeah, I don't know where the mix-up was, but I don't believe it was the driver's fault. But it's just I'm angry because now I have to take more time and go fix this myself.
Right.
I'll do it for $5.
I think if the order was not what you ordered, but the order matches what was in the bag, maybe not so much the driver's fault.
Right, that's
but
what happened.
Yeah, if it was different, then maybe the driver's fault.
I got to tell you, there have been times I've had the wrong food delivery, and I loved what they ordered, and I ate it anyway.
Right?
You're like, hey, I like this person's taste.
Well, this is good.
The thing is, I ordered Nate a glass bottle of chocolate milk, and it was not included in the order, and I just wanted to gift him,
Nate?
Because I appreciate
Nate. You
weren't
supposed
Nate.
To say that.
What? I was going to say
sugar.
He's still drinking chocolate milk every day.
You know what,
Nate, if you have to hide your addictions from people, then you know it's a problem.
Normally people with addictions don't have other people blabbing about their addictions, Scotty.
Of course they do. Yes, they do.
Nate, wait, no. So this morning, hold on. So let me just back up a second. So my daughter's having an outdoor birthday party today, and she wanted Krispy Kreme donuts. So said, you know what? I got to order Krispy Kreme donuts. And Nate's like, oh, you're ordering donuts for your daughter? Maybe, throw in an extra dozen for Skiri and I. You know, we'd like to eat some. So that's where this all began. So Nate ordered extra sugar.
Mm-hmm. But then he'll go and he'll tell us tomorrow how he hasn't had sugar in 2 months.
That's the thing. We have no problem with you wanting to cut back on sugar. We have a problem with you lying about what you're doing.
Right. You're more of a diabetic than I am at this point.
Yeah. No,
and
I'm
in fairness,
not.
If he was splitting a dozen with Skiri, he wouldn't get any anyways.
Yeah, this is true. You only get one.
I prefer Dunkin'. So.
Well, so do I. But you know, my daughter, she has a crispy craze. But hey, you know what's actually really cool also about this birthday party that they do? There's a company that is bringing a hibachi table into our backyard, like the whole chef and everything. The little peeing guy and the mustard bottles. Yeah, they bring a whole show into your backyard and they wheel it in. And
no, it's way.
Scary.
So
Scary
cool.
would like that, but he likes Benihana.
Benihana does that. They do that.
Smooth.
Yeah.
They also pay him.
Oh, I know. Where were we?
I just got that.
It was so smooth. Hey,
I feel like we're already playing Butthurt, and we're not even playing Butthurt.
All right, well, you want to go? Here we go.
Butthurt.
All right.
Butthurt.
Let's go with Gandhi. Who is most likely to run into a glass door?
Oh. Man, I'm going to go with, in this room, I'm going to go with Garrett.
I've done it.
No, I feel like I've seen him do it before, so it's got to be him.
They're so tricky sometimes because when they're clean very well, you can't tell the difference.
You see it after you do it because you have the forehead print.
That's my favorite.
In Florida, they have those prism stickers. Every time I go to my grandparents' house, every window had a big circle prism on it so they wouldn't walk into it.
Yeah,
and I've done it multiple times, too. You'd think, like, first you'd be like, all right, I'll be careful walking into the door, but it's happened. At the same door, too. So, yes.
Yeah.
Well played, Gandhi.
All right, Danielle, who is going to live the longest?
Oh, in this room? Well, it ain't you, and it's not Frog. Let me see.
You're older than all you motherfuckers.
Wait, why are you just discounting them automatically?
You
I don't
know.
Understand.
Well, they got a lot going on there.
I don't know. I think because of that, we're going to live longer.
No, I don't think it's me because I've got a lot of shit going on too.
Oh no.
It's not gonna be Elvis. Not gonna be Gandhi.
Wait, why isn't it gonna be Elvis?
Let me have you clarify something, Danielle. Live the longest, as in number of years, or outlive everyone else in the room. It's two different things.
I would think outlive everyone else, right?
Well, so far I've done that.
Okay, but you know.
But you're saying be the last one standing out of all of us.
I'm gonna say Brody. And here's why.
Oh, no, I may not make it through this podcast.
No. Here's why. He doesn't drink at all. He is, I think, the healthiest out of all of us when it comes to, like, how he lives and how he takes care of himself and stuff
No,
like
he hasn't
that.
Eaten he a vegetable since, like, 1990.
But I'm sure he takes vitamins.
Dude, his blood type is Diet Coke.
And then, wait a minute. And then also. Well, it's that. Well, then none of us.
No ice.
You're. Scary, you, I'm not fucking picking you every time you have your mouth open shoving shit
your
in every 5 minutes.
Boston cream.
I know. Danielle, for your consideration, I give you Gandhi. I'll tell you why. Oh. I do believe
She's
out of...
She's up every day.
No, it's healthy.
I know, but I'm telling you right now, out of everyone in this room, she is the least stressed, and I really think that's what's killing people.
You know,
all that pot she's chewing and all those mushrooms
that's
she's boiling.
That's why she's not stressed.
Then I'm telling you. No, it is. I'm telling you. I think she's going to live the longest.
Well, all if right. it's a stress test, you. Then I may give Gandhi a run for her money because I've got pretty low stress. Once I leave the show and I go home,
you stress everyone else out, so they're going to kill you.
You know what? Your arteries are stressed. So
you guys only see me from 6 to 10. You're from
scary.
10 a.m. to 6 a.m. the next morning, I'm
your
so
Your heart is stressed. It's pumping as hard as it can.
He got stressed the other day when he was waiting for our friend Ronnie to come, and he was stuck inside because he couldn't go eat. He goes, Ronnie's taking forever. I'm stuck inside, and I can't go get lunch. Where is he? I go outside. Enjoy the day.
You have cardiovascular stress.
Yeah, maybe there's that.
Let's continue here. Froggy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be great.
This is such a layup. Who is given the most oral sex? Go.
Oh.
What?
I can answer this question beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Really?
Yes, Elvis Duran. He's got a trophy to prove
Elvis
it.
Elvis Duran.
No, you have a trophy?
It wasn't for quantity. It was for quality. For sure.
But in order to get quality, you have to have quantity first.
I know. You know what?
Krispy Kreme didn't make a perfect donut the first time they made it.
Another thing to consider is oral sex works both ways with men and men and men and women and women. I think Scotty B has given more oral pleasure than anyone else.
Oh, it's got
to
be.
Whoa.
I want to.
If that's the case, it's got to be Scary. He has to try harder.
Oh God!
But hold on, Scary does have the sound down pat. Scary, what does it sound like?
Yeah,
please, God, no!
Oh no, don't do it!
I'm not gonna do it.
Scary, do it!
No, because it's gonna be twice as bad because it's a visual and an audio. You don't want both.
Yeah, come on, Scary.
The visual is bad.
We don't want either.
Yeah, we don't either.
Oh, no, thanks. You let me down,
continue. How much time do we have?
Well, so Froggy's definitive answer is
Elvis Duran.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We have 30. We have 30 seconds left.
Oh, we can go on all day.
Okay, this is fun.
Well, then I'll just ask this last question to Elvis. Who is most likely to be considered a pervert?
Oh, that's easy.
That's Scotty B.
Why?
Why? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Or
why
tell us about me?
Plot twist. I thought you were going for Froggy.
Froggy, you're a close second. No, no. Yeah. Without doubt, Scotty B. No, you. I know things about him that I will never divulge ever.
And Scotty, some of the shit that comes out of your mouth, we're like, what the fuck?
And some of the shit twisted. That goes into his mouth.
That's there is that.
That's but twisted, but not perverted.
Don't you think that he's so forthcoming with it that it's less creepy than like if you hide it and then you find out this person's like secretly pervy? It's kind of weirder.
Have you heard his stories?
No, hold on. Yes. He's full disclosure perv. No, no, he doesn't hide it. You
know, like the dog food story.
Shut up. The Mrs. Butterworth story.
The Sharpie pen story. You want to ask that one? Don't even
know. Like the bean store story.
I made that up.
What the hell?
I made that up. Look, here's what I'm saying.
The homeless man story.
It was.
That was only once.
What about the pancake syrup?
The question wasn't creepy. It was pervy. And he's a full throttle, full disclosure perv.
I was.
Yeah, I guess.
I was. That's past in my past.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's not.
Yeah. Come on, that's one of a ball bad story on the way out of here.
Let's have a bonus. Let's have a bonus.
Oh my
okay,
god!
Last one.
Ooh.
Okay.
Scotty B.
Okay, this is for Scary. Who is least likely to lose their temper?
Least likely?
Yeah.
Brody's out.
Yep. That's the question.
He's the first one out. That's nice.
I'm gonna go with. Oh my god. You know, I'm gonna have to say either it's Froggy or Gandhi. It's gotta be a toss-up.
It's not Froggy.
It's
I've
not
been
me.
That's
Danielle. She's
Gandhi. I would Gandhi, Gandhi. I've never seen you lose your temper. I never see you lose your shit. Maybe because I know
lose
you
your shit.
The shortest.
Maybe short people don't get angry. That's a fact.
And I don't see Garrett going off a lot.
Garrett? No. No, I've seen Garrett go off.
Yeah.
I've gotten off. What?
No, going off. Not getting off. Sorry, right, let's clarify. Question. I've never seen you getting off.
Different question.
No, but Gandhi's always so chill. Maybe it might be that weed.
Well, it might be.
It's definitely
yeah,
not.
I feel like I'm kind of... I always have like an even level of borderline pissed off, so maybe you guys are just all used to it, and it doesn't shock you when I say something.
Yeah.
But I get pissed off sometimes. Yeah. I just don't really go off at people.
Yeah, Danielle saw me mad once. It was not good.
Oh, what?
What was it about?
It was about someone throwing up in a limo that he had borrowed from somebody. It wasn't
good.
Yeah,
it was bad. I was upset.
Yeah, I'd be mad about that, too.
We time for more? Are we still going?
No, we're
I
done.
I got a headache.
We're done.
I got to go to the bathroom. Okay. Okay.
What are you going to do in the bathroom?
The 15-Minute Morning Show.